I'm going to start with a couple of readings. I decided this time we had been following after the Easter story, the stories that follow it in the biblical text. I'm now going to switch over and do some of the stories from the biblical text that we've been kind of told what they mean, and I might have a little bit of a different approach to understanding these stories. So this one is from Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. It's from the New Revised Standard Edition, the updated version of that. Hear now these words. "For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. And after agreeing with the laborers for a denarius per day, he sent them into the vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing in the marketplace, and he said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right.' So they went. And when he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same thing. About 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around. And he said to them, 'Why are you standing here idle all day?' And they said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard.' When the evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, 'Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first.' When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received a denarius. Now, when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each one of them also received a denarius. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, 'These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last the same as I gave to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous?' So the last will be first, and the first will be last." Maybe I'd blessing and understanding to the reading of these words. We'll talk more about those in a little bit. I also want to share with you a quote from Frederick Douglass. It was at the West Indian Emancipation speech he gave. And he had this to say: "Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them, and these will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or with both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress." Mike, can we get another song from you, sir?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
The song I'm going to play, it's not really a church song, but it has been redeemed, because it was actually originally a Confederate song, a love song called Oralee, and it was redeemed and become Love Me Tender by Elvis Presley. So it's a very beautiful love song. Thank you.
Fantastic as always. My message today is entitled Unfair Enough to Be Good. Well, I know that seems like it makes no sense at all. Hopefully by the time we finish this, it'll make sense. Unfair enough to be good. You know, there are some stories that sound beautiful. Right up until you start taking them seriously, and this story from today is one of those stories. A landowner goes out early in the morning, hires workers for his vineyard, promises them a fair day's wage, and he goes back at 9, noon, 3, 5, 1 hour, 5 o'clock, just 1 hour before the day is going to end. And when the work is done, everyone gets paid the same. Same wage, same dignity, same provision. And just like that, the story stops feeling sweet. Because in general, we humans don't mind generosity until it feels like loss. We don't mind grace until it looks like someone else got what we earned. We don't mind love until love starts leveling the playing field. And then we hear ourselves saying the same words as those early workers in our story today. These last worked only 1 hour, and you gave them equal pay to us. Equal. That's the problem. Not that the latecomers got enough, but that they got the same. Let's clear something up. This is not, like many ministers have probably said in the past, a story about heaven. This is not about who gets in and who gets out. It's not about a cosmic payroll system where God is keeping score. This is about how the world works. And how love, real love, refuses to work that way. Because, you know, the system that we know, the system that we were all raised in, it runs on measurement. More work, more worth. More effort, more value. More sacrifice, more reward. The system feels fair. It feels even logical. And Jesus tells a story that pulls the rug right out from under that. Because in this vineyard, worth is not calculated. It is assumed. Worth is not calculated. It is assumed. Let's talk about those late workers. The ones that were standing around still at 5 p.m. They weren't lazy. They weren't even avoiding work. They were just unwanted. Passed over. Ignored. Left behind by a system that decided who's useful and who's not. And the landowner keeps going back again and again and again. Because love doesn't stop at the first round. Love keeps going back for the ones who were overlooked. Love keeps going back for the ones who were excluded. Love keeps going back for the ones that the system said did not belong. I want you to do something. It's very simple. It's going to feel weird to some folks. But it's not actually all that easy at the same time. I want you quietly, just loud enough for you to hear yourself, say this. And I'll give you direction to do so. The words are, I've been chosen late before. Everybody got that? Just loud enough to hear it yourself. Now, say this, and I am still worthy. See, some of us know, I can tell you I do, some of us know exactly what it feels like to be picked last, to be passed over, to be told directly or indirectly that we don't quite measure up. Not straight enough, not strong enough, not faithful enough, not productive enough. And this story that we just read, the story says something very different. It says, in this vineyard, you don't measure up, you show up. And then that's enough. And here's where it turns, because if we are honest, most of us have also been the early workers. When we've been first in line, we've had access, we've benefited from the systems that work in our favor. And when things start to even out, when those who had less start receiving more, something in us can get a little uneasy. Something in us starts to whisper, this isn't fair. And Jesus meets that whisper head on. The story says, are you envious because I am chosen? In other words, has your idea of justice become so small that generosity feels like a threat? We live inside scarcity stories, all of us do. There's not enough resources, not enough opportunity, not enough room, so we cling, we protect, we hold tight, and we call all of that wisdom. You see, this story, it imagines something different, something else. A world where there is enough. Enough for the ones who got there early, enough for the ones who showed up late, enough for the ones that no one else would choose. Enough. Not because the math works, but because love refuses to use that kind of math. And notice this, the landowner does not ask, what did you earn? The landowner asks, what do you need to live? And then he gives it. That's not charity either. That is not kindness. That is justice. And the story keeps pushing, because it does not just challenge how we think about money. It challenges about us on how we draw lines. Who belongs, who qualifies, who deserves. And it tears those lines down. Because in this vineyard, belonging is not earned. Dignity is not tiered. Worth is not ranked. We're going to do something together again, not just listen, not just reflect. We're going to participate a bit in this again. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to say a word out loud, and not all at once either, like we did the last time. Sort of, I don't know if you've ever done the popcorn prayer where people pop up with different short prayers in a group, sort of like that. So essentially, speak as you're ready. Here's your instructions. When you speak, say one word that this Bible story brings to mind for you, and make that word a word that names something you believe every person deserves. One word that comes from this that story brings to mind for you, and is something that you think every person deserves. We're going to see if we can do this popcorn style. If it all at once, then if that's what it is. All right. Let's try it.
Grace.
Life.
Equality.
Exaggeration.
Respect.
Fairness.
Food.
Acknowledgement.
Gratitude.
Gratitude.
All of those, I completely agree. That is the vineyard, those words. That is the vineyard. It's the story he's telling. It is the world this story is also pointing us to. Not a world of winners and losers, but a world where everyone has enough. And here's the tension that we can't really avoid. That kind of world, it will always feel unfair to systems that are built on inequality. Always. It will always feel disruptive to systems built on hierarchies. And it will always feel threatening to systems that depend on some people having less. So, we have to decide. Do we want fairness as the world defines it? Or do we want something deeper? Because fairness says you get what you deserve. But something deeper says you get what you need. Fairness says earn your place. But something deeper says you already belong. Fairness says protect what is yours. But something deeper says make sure everybody has enough. And the story, this story, is clear about which one of those it prefers, which way it leans. So where does that leave us? Not in agreement, but in action. That's where it should leave us, in action, because this is not a story just to admire. It's a story to live out. To build communities where worth is not measured or ranked. To create spaces where dignity is not rationed out. To show up in ways that say, no one is too late, no one is too broken, no one is too much, no one is not enough. Because the vineyard is still being built. And love is still going out early in the morning, midday, late afternoon, right at the last hour. Love is still going out, still calling out, still inviting, still insisting there is room, there is enough, there is always space for one more. So go. Go into a world that counts and compares and categorizes and live like love refuses all of that. Feed people who have not earned it. Stand with people who have been passed over. Disrupt every story that says some people deserve less. And when someone says, that's not fair. Well, let that be the point. Let that be the point, because love was never meant to be fair. Love was meant to be just. Mm-hmm. And justice? Well, justice is always worth the disruption. Never forget, love is not fair. Love always looks the value of each person and declares it loud every time. We ask for another song.
Yeah. This is, I sing the mighty power of God.
For folks who maybe, I don't always, when we come to a time for prayer, sometimes I offer it more as a meditation. I am going to open this one up as if it's a prayer. But just for folks who might not be familiar with the language that I use, I tend to open it saying good and queering God. That comes from queer theology and queer theory that talks about tearing down divisions that aren't real, bringing down walls that should have never been made. So that's a quick look at where those words come from. Let's bow our heads together. Good and queering love. Not the kind that keeps score, not the kind that tallies hours and effort and worth, but the kind that shows up again and again and again, refusing to leave anyone standing in the margins. May we be moved to unlearn the math we were taught, the quiet calculations that measure who deserves what, the whispered assumptions about who belongs and who does not. May we be reminded that dignity is not earned, that worth is not ranked, that no one is ever too late to be welcomed into the work of love. And when something in us resists, when generosity feels uncomfortable, when justice feels like loss, when equality feels like threat, may we be honest about it. Not to shame ourselves, but to see more clearly the ways we have been shaped by systems that fear abundance and cling to scarcity. And then, may we be changed. May we become people who do not just admire a more just world, but help build it. People who loosen our grip so others can finally breathe. People who practice a kind of belonging that does not wait for permission or proof or performance. People who trust that there is enough, enough bread, enough grace, enough room at the table when love is the one setting it. So, let us go from here, ready to live as if this story is true, ready to disrupt what needs disrupting, ready to heal what needs healing, ready to stand those still waiting to be chosen, and ready, always ready, to choose love again and again and again. Amen. Receive this blessing. May you walk in harmony with each other and creation, recognizing that we are one. And may you know love and happiness throughout your life. And may your words and your actions share that love and happiness with all of those you meet. We do a closing song for us.
Sure. Do we want to do the one?
We'll do that one. Or that?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'll do Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. Thank you.